you know, sometimes you come in, don't you? I mean, like in mid...
I always buy it.
You do it like, do you time it to get the beginning of the feature?
Top of the hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing control.
Well, the nice guy I married didn't even look at magazines.
Well,
And now it's gotten worse and worse.
How do you know I didn't look at magazines?
Yeah. You never had them around. I would have found them.
Well, no, of course I didn't have them around.
Well, you have these movies around.
You're talking to, honey, how long have we been married? 20 years? When you're first married to a girl,
you love them.
I still love you, honey.
When you're excited by them before they're 45.
Frida, it's just like Chris Rock said. Just remember, every guy has his own secret stash.
Honey. No, because we lived in an efficiency apartment. There was no secret stash.
Uh-huh, that's what you think at work,
maybe. And now you're talking about you're going back 20 years ago.
I know, when I was, 25, used to be excited by me.
In the words of Chris Rock, a guy can hide it someplace where you won't know where it is.
Can I tell you something? That even 20 years ago, when I knew you when we were just shacking up before we got married, because we lived together for a short amount of time.
No, you just stayed at my place. Go ahead.
All right. Well, whatever. When I would come over to spend the night, a lot of times when you would leave to go to work, there would be something else done afterwards.
Yeah, but you could think of me at that time. You didn't need actresses.
Frida, this is just the way guys are, and it's no reflection on the women we love. It's just the way all guys are.
Well, Buzz, I believe that in your case because you've always been like that. But my husband has gotten more and more into this.
I have not gotten more and more into this.
What do you think about the possibility that he's just grown more and more open with you?
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
I got you there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who has paid the bills for 20 years?
All right. And hold on. Who used to hide bills? I used to hide the bills. When the bills would come, I'm not proud to tell you this either. The DirecTV bill would come. I'd hide it. And she'd say to me, hey, we haven't gotten a DirecTV bill in a while.
I'd say, you'd be like ordering a Cider House Rules kind of movie and they wouldn't let you because the bill hadn't been paid.
She'd say, well, I don't know why that is that we haven't gotten a bill. I don't know. Call them and ask them to send another one.
Well, if it's so fine and so healthy, how come you won't watch it with me?
Because it's gross. It's just something, honey, it's just something I enjoy alone when you're not around.
Well, I would say the majority of men would say, I bet there are some men that watch it with their spouses.
Oh, I know both of you guys have watched it with your spouses.
With and without.
I have not.
Yes. You have never watched an X-rated movie with your wife, and you think that would be gross.
I have never. No.
No, I know you. I'm your wife.
Right.
I'm asking Mike.
Well, if I've what?
Ever watched an X-rated movie with your wife?
Oh, yeah. I've watched X-rated movies.
Well, there you go.
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't need to watch an X-rated movie when I'm with you because I'm with you.
I will tell you, Frida, with that said, I don't like to with my wife, and I don't need to with my wife either. And it's because my wife isn't into them at all.
Into them.
What's that?
I might be into them.
Well, you could find out on your own.
Yeah, right. You could.
All right, then I got to go.
And as a matter of fact,
let me jot down that.
596.
Okay, got it.
A couple of weeks ago, when you weren't feeling well, when Bart and I went to the Redskins game,
yeah.
When I called you from the game.
Yeah, but I was watching on the baby channel, on the Training Wheels channel.
Yeah, but still, porn is porn. Even if you're watching softcore porn.
I thought we'd come a long way from porn is porn, Don. I thought now it's not. It's not at all.
I'm just trying to win the argument here. That's all.
I know.
Listen, I love you, and the point is, when I'm with you.
All right, I got to go, because, maybe I want to think about other men, too.
All right, go ahead and watch the movies. I bet you're grossed out by it.
Women have a different attitude towards pornography.
Of course, most of them do, yes.
Which is, I guess, perfectly normal, too. I mean, it's all normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't think of pornography as anything.
No.
They really don't, as any big deal.
I usually think of the person I'm with when I'm having sex.
It's a way to kill a couple of minutes. That's what it is.
I don't think it's, I get the same argument. I think it's not a winnable argument, unfortunately. It's sad. I bet you don't have this argument, do you, Buzz?
No,
of course not.
Not a problem.
Because Buzz has not changed. Oh. If you had been like this when I met you,
honey, you think I never J-O'd before I met you?
You never needed artificial stimulation. Our life together was enough for you.
Hold on a second. Please do not be so naive to think that 20 years ago when I first met you, on the occasions when I would J.O., that I would just think of you.
Excuse me, but you tell me that. My naivete is only because this is what you've told me.
Well, now I have.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm in the crowd. I have a face in the crowd.
Well, God.
Waving from the back.
She is on her A game today.
She is. Well, listen, the number is 7, and I'm telling you, That's not a bad number. I'm proud to stand by that number.
All right, then we will continue to have dinner time discussions.
That's fine.
All right, good.
I'm telling you, 7 is not bad.
All right, good.
All right, love you.
Goodbye. I love you, too.
All right, see you
all
later.
The time. I think about you. Goodbye.
I think about you all the time, too. Love you all the time, too. Don't forget to bring that bill in, Mike.
Yeah, I told you I would.
Write him a note, Robbie.
Okey-doke.
I'll remember it.
No, you won't.
No, because I'm paying bills tomorrow. So when I see the bill, I'll definitely go through it.
Be honest.
I will be honest.
Be honest about how many you ordered last month on the last bill. Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Not excited about it. Because we, you know, the whole timbre of the conversation is very similar.
Ah. Right. Okay. I'm just going to turn your microphone off any second here, Buzz. Right. You know, because Buzz is Mr. Perfect.
No, I just was surprised. It was a revelation.
I just like to say,
I mean, do you watch a lot?
I wouldn't say a lot. You know, moderate to light, probably.
How many tapes do you own?
Maybe a dozen, 2 dozen, right in there.
2 dozen.
2 dozen.
I'd say that's more than moderate.
That is much more than moderate.
Well, some of them are classics. They're just part of the library.
Yeah, all right. Classics. I got you. I got you, Buzz.
You know, your deep throat, you're behind the green door. You're insatiable.
See, when you said you like, look at them from the beginning, like you time it, I never do that. I never do that. I just, when it's the time, I pop it on there.
Because if you buy it right from the very beginning, you know that you're going to get the setup with the credits, and immediately, within the first 5 minutes, you're going to see hot action.
See, but, you know, your odds are... I think you had 80% when you turn one of those things on that you're going to see something there. Very rarely.
There's always action within the first 5 minutes of a porno.
Yeah, but I mean, even from the beginning, you actually, a lot of times you have real dead time. You know, you get all the establishing credits and you have all the chatter.
But no more than 5 minutes.
Right, but I mean, sometimes when you join it in midstream.
Okay.
You're there right in the middle of something or maybe at the end of something.
Okay, you're right about that. You're right about that.
You're going to be, let me just say, I have a sneaking suspicion you're going to be pleased. I'm taking the one that's on my desk right now, and I'll tell you right now, it looks like a very heavy credit card bill.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I cured this problem with my wife.
You know, but at least your wife doesn't bring it up at the dinner table in front of your children.
No, but my wife doesn't like it. My wife doesn't like it. And I will go one step further that I think when I back off of that, when I'm not doing that, that our sex life improves. And she has brought that up to me on time and time again. And I agree with her. And I know what's going to come out of all this.
Well, see, that's the thing. Frieda can't say that to me.
Right.
Because we bang as much as we ever have.
Right.
Bang all the time.
I would say mine is sometimes proportional. And I think a lot of guys are like that. Proportional to the amount of, and when it goes heavy, then it's just.
With me, sometimes I don't even feel like it. It's just if I know they're going to be out of the house for a while.
And now, you know, based on this whole discussion.
I think it's an opportunity. It's a chance.
Based on this whole discussion, I'm probably going to go, you know, I'd love to bring in my next month's bill. Because there's going to be some goose eggs on that bill.
Hello.
The way that I dealt with this problem with my wife was I offered to film her and make the same kind of movies that I was watching on the pay-per-view. She declined that, and I haven't heard any complaints from her since.
Yeah, I can imagine nothing grosser than taping Frieda and myself having sex.
Yeah, and would the life would be that simple, sir?
It was the one girl show.
Just your wife?
Yeah.
Well, why would you put that on tape? You can get that any night you want.
But when she's not around, if I have a tape of her, that fulfills the same purpose as watching the pay-per-view.
You know,
to get where I want to go.
And I don't buy that for a second.
No, I don't either.
There is a voyeuristic quality to these things.
Get
That's what
here.
Guys like. They like sitting there. It's kind of like, you know, it's like looking in a window and looking at two people doing it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Like when you were, you know, when you were 16 years old, if you were sitting there and somebody's older relatives were caught and you were peeking in a window or something, it's the same type of thing. It's that same taboo, naughty little thing that guys have. Women don't have it.
Seeing strangers do it.
Yeah.
Hello.
I feel you, dog.
Thank you, dog.
You know what? You know one thing I've never been able to convince my wife is that I don't know how to articulate how insignificant it is to me, how meaningless the people that I'm watching. You know, when your wife had said to you that you're thinking of them, I'm not really thinking of them.
No, I couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
It's a complete visual thing.
They're dumb whores. They are. They're just dumb whores.
Men tend to look at parts, not faces.
That's
anyway.
Kind of what it is, yeah.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, does your wife equate you JOing to porn, to cheating on her?
No, I don't think so.
That's the way mine's working right now.
I've heard women do that too,
and I just don't understand where that comes from. It's something that we've been doing since God knows when.
Listen, even
I'm sure there are some exceptions to the rule.
Even if they, you know, yank the dish off my roof, I'd still J-O.
Of
right?
Course. Of course. Of course. And I just, I mean, I'm going
We've come a long way on this
wife.
Show, haven't we?
You know, we're just honest now.
Very serious. This has been one of our more serious discussions.
Well, it's just, Mike, it's serious a serious
business.
Topic.
Serious business.
But I definitely don't think it's worth breaking up a relationship over.
No, I agree with you there. I agree. If it became that much of an issue, it wouldn't matter to me. I'd throw the crap away.
Obviously, since I'm having this discussion with Frieda on the radio, it's not that serious a business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just agree with you guys. I think anything in moderation is good.
All right, thank you. Whatever. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I hate that word, moderation.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Really do.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Why don't you use the internet for your porn needs, man? It's all free and it's short.
You know, the internet grosses
me
out,
though. Let me tell you something.
You go into that arena, and I think you're opening up a whole can of worms.
I don't mind having a record of me buying pay-per-views off, like, DirecTV, but there's no way that I want a record on my hard drive that I'm going to all these porn sites and stuff.
There's no reason to have a record on your hard drive.
Oh, please. You mean to tell me that someone couldn't get in your computer and check out everywhere you've been recently?
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what? And it seems to me, whenever we have tried to get on any sites like that on the show, or when I've looked at one of those sites, I probably the total time I've spent on certain sites like that has maybe been a minute and a half. Because when I see that stuff, not only does it just take over your computer, but it also seems to me that the type of stuff they're showing immediately goes for stuff that I think is real dangerous crap.
Yeah.
And frankly, it all, you know, involves, you know, it just seems to have an emphasis on kids and all that crap. And that's what the internet's all about.
The quality is not there with mm-hmm. the internet porn. Not the quality you get.
What kind of connection do you have?
I get a dedicated T2 line.
Oh, you can get all the quality you want, buddy.
Okay, well, listen, buddy, I'm not doing it on my computer, okay?
I think it's good. You get into a whole nasty area when you do it on the computer.
All right.
It's weird.
Trying to save you some money.
Right, trying to save me my money.
There's your computer porn guy right there.
Like this guy. I want to tell you how Frieda's even found a way around that.
Really?
That, you know, if I go on AOL, okay, she can sometimes say to me, what was she saying to me about the other day? It was nothing that was pornographic. It was some site about ordering stuff. It was like the Packers Pro Shop, okay?
Right.
She says to me, I come down one day and she says, why were you on the Packers Pro Shop site? And I said, huh? You know, which is what I say when I'm immediately caught and I'm trying to think. I go, huh? I go, I don't even remember being on that site. How'd you know I was on that site? She said, what did you buy? She said, Christmas is coming very soon. What did you buy on the Packers Pro Shop site?
Has she got software that can track what you've purchased?
No, if on AOL, if she signs on my name,
yeah.
on my account, there's a button right on the top that you click, and it shows you, like, the last 20 websites you visited.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
They have software now that erases your tracks, that removes everything from your computer.
I mean, you know, that's too much. I've got nothing to hide from my wife. That's, right. that's too much crap. I don't want to go buy software so that she can't see where I've been on the web.
But it just doesn't protect you from just her eyes, but also the eyes of the other websites you visit. They can't see where you've been.
Well, see, the whole thing is, I think my whole point is, I don't go to bad websites.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I enjoy that.
Right.
I enjoy the fact that I don't go to bad websites.
Yeah, well, I love the internet.
With the exception of Naked News, which I went to after right. my brother told me about.
And I think we had one website that was advertised on this show. It's called hardcore.com, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. And I went on there, and immediately you get all this different, you know what I mean? It's this yeah. whole world, this weird, and I'm not into that. I am not into that. You know, you give me one button with one of those movies, that's fine. But there's definitely an underworld out there on the internet that, of stuff sure. that just creeps me out.
Everything.
In a
huge, right.
And I, you know, to be honest with you, I hope it, you know, because there are a lot of people that can see
listen,
that kind of crap, and it's weird.
On. I don't feel comfortable doing that in front of my computer.
I don't either, no.
I feel comfortable in my nice big captain's chair
okay.
with my nice big 35-inch TV.
Right in front of you.
With my legs on the coffee table.
Okay.
We don't need
that much detail.
That is how I feel comfortable. I mean, listen.
There you go.
The computer, this is where my kid sits to do his homework.
A computer to me is always more of a communication and business tool.
This is where my wife sits to pay the bills.
I just don't like, it disturbs me to think that there are other people out there, you know. With a mouse in one hand and something else in the other.
Yeah, right. Please. Jesus Christ.
Very, very weird. But, I mean, hey, I mean, isn't that the biggest business on the computer now? Is the sex business?
Biggest business anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Sure
in
is.
Any medium.
Okay, time out. Let's do a break. Please, don't forget, bring in your bill tomorrow.
I will bring in the record of my bill.
Not the actual bill, but no,
I'll be afraid to do that.
Just let us know.
Because, you know, if it's really embarrassing, I'm going to cut it off at like 15.
Oh, no, come on.
I'll tell you the truth.
Big, just bring the honest numbers.
You know, as long as we say, you know, it's like 2 minutes or less.
The Ron and Fez Show. Ron and Fez.
It's called 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Hooters Air Flights are public charters operated by Pace Airlines. See tour participant for full terms and conditions of travel. So we're going to give that trip away today. Stay tuned for that. And until then, enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, good. Am I caller 100?
Oh, honey, we already have our winner.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Well, you know what? Are you still having that ear problem?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, I think I know a good idea that would help you.
Well, the best idea would be to go to the doctor, but frankly, I'm a little phobic about going to the doctor, which is why I haven't gone. I'd much rather just stick my big, beefy finger in there as I'm constantly doing.
Or a stick. If you get a proper stick, you'd probably clear it up.
Pencil.
You are always getting sick.
Have you ever heard of...
Oh, Mike is sick again.
Oh, no.
Shocker, Hivvy.
I've never, ever, ever had a year like this. I've never remembered it, and I'll tell you, I'm blaming the building. That's the only thing I can be... I used to say it's because my kids are going to school now. My oldest is going to school. And I said, she's bringing... No, healthy as a horse. It's this building. And, you know, it's the cycle of every employee just going one big circle. It comes around to you, you get sick again. It comes around to you, you
that's
get
right.
sick again. You know, that's the way it works.
And I'm not sick. I mean, I feel great. It's just my left ear is constantly plugged up.
Yeah, and I'm not either. I feel terrific. I just, you know, I'm just real stuffed up and I ache all over and I feel kind of run down.
Wow.
Okay, well, what about my ear?
Okay, well, have you ever heard of ear candles or ear cones?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Well,
ear candles?
Yeah. I tell you, it works. I use them about once a year, and it's like a hollow candle, and you stick one end in your ear, and you light the top on fire.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
True. And when your hair catches on fire, yeah, you're done burning for the day.
Goodbye. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'll hang up and listen now.
All right, thank you.
That's
Hello.
An interesting approach. Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
This is not Dennis, although I got a side bet going with Mike that Dennis does call us today from the Sweet 16 in Knoxville.
Calling us from Knoxville because, of course, he's a big Terp fan.
And
Dennis, the phone line would be much worse quality.
Yeah, it would be worse than that guy from Baltimore that won the last caller 100.
He finds the worst phones in the world.
But, Don...
Are you sorry, Dennis?
I'm sorry, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
What'd it be like?
What'd it be like? It'd be good.
It'd be good, good. Hey, Mike, I'd like to request the world-famous cricket under a bag.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Can you do that even though you're feeling
sick? Sure. All right, this is the cricket. This is the cricket on top of the bag,
uh-huh,
and he jumps down, and then he gets covered by the bag. Thank you very much.
Bravo.
That's
thank you.
Excellent.
Can we have some flowers for Mike, please?
Thanks.
Please. Author.
Thank you.
What a trooper. Author.
Thanks so much. I'd like to say, I could have done that a little better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Don.
Perfectly done, Mike.
Appreciate that.
Perfectly executed, as always,
thank
I hear
you so much. I work so hard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, hello there.
Buzz?
Hi.
Don and Mike can fix your ear.
Right.
Mike Tyson can fix it.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like the ear candle. I really do.
Yeah, I'll be doing that.
I just like the concept of the hollow ear candle.
I'll be doing that.
It creates a vacuum and sucks the stuff out of your ear.
Right. You light a candle, put it in your ear, Buzz.
Okay, I will.
I'd rather be like 70% deaf like I am in that ear. I'd much rather do that than put a candle in my ear.
Buzz has a little experience with those candles, but he didn't go anywhere near his ear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Rick.
Pardon?
It's Rick.
It sounded like you said trick.
Yeah, I'm a prick, too.
Okay, Rick, what do you want, sir?
I just want to tell you guys that I've been listening to you since about 1986 on WAVA, and you guys are incredible.
All right, you're right about that. Thank you, Rick.
Well, why don't you come on down and have a meal, man?
Hello, Don and Mike. We're having lima beans.
Spam and German potato salad and baby limas.
Hello. Oh, and now it says on the screen, Dennis Murphy has already called in today. They just didn't put his call through.
You got it. You had that right.
Because it's when we were talking to Christine about her date. He already called, Charlie?
Yes, he did. He mainly called. He wanted to know what the going rate for a spot was because the station in there's a client in Greenville that wants to hire him.
You tell him $1 million.
Told him $1,000.
Oh, jeez. Tell him to go back to Daytona Beach and do some good reports.
He apologized for that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Many times.
Yeah, so he's good at that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's in Knoxville.
Don and Mike.
Oh, he's there for Sweet 16. Yeah. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, that girl that just called in about the ear candles?
Yeah.
That stuff hurts, man.
Why does it hurt?
Shocker. Well, you're putting a lit candle in your ear.
Yeah, but if you lean the right way, the wax wouldn't get in your ear. You know, it'd just be like a warm sensation.
Basically, what happens is it's like a cone. My wife's a vegetarian, so I know about this stuff.
You say she's a vegetarian?
No. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Well, what would that have to do with putting candles in your ears?
Yeah. Well, mostly they're into that, What kind of medicine? It's not homeopathic.
Oh, you mean holistic medicine?
Yeah, holistic medicine.
My wife's an ice skater, so I know about cars.
You guys are crazy. Right. You guys are nuts. But you're anyway, do it.
Okay, thank you.
Acting crazy now, ain't
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
The ear candles, if I send you one, will you use it?
Certainly not.
Are you sure?
Please, no offense. I'm not putting anything in any orifice of my body that is sent by a listener of this show.
No.
I don't eat any of the food that you folks are nice enough to send us. Frankly, I don't open my own mail. I live in fear of you guys. I hide in the parking lot every night before I leave.
Explain the...
I'm serious. You shouldn't knock it until you try.
Well, explain the principle of the ear candle.
It's really not a candle. It's a piece of canvas that's covered in wax. It's shaped like a big pencil, and it's hollow in the middle, and you stick it in your ear, and you have to have somebody help you do it, or else you will burn the crap out of yourself. You light the end of the candle, and it sucks everything in your ear up into the candle.
Mm-hmm. Including the right side of your brain.
You know what the coolest part is, though?
I need that, because that's my side that helps with the show. On this show, it's my right side and my left side that make the show go.
Yeah, if you lost your right side or I lost my left side, we're toast. The
show's dead.
No, but when you get done, you break it open and you see everything that was in your ear. It's pretty... It's gross, but it works.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think I would rather just be deaf. Because frankly, this sounds like a lot of hassle.
Sounds like it could be potentially very dangerous, too.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what's going on with your ear?
Yeah.
Your eustachian tube is clogged up. So you have some sort of little infection, like from a cold or something like that.
I don't doubt that I have an infection. However, I have quite a selection of antibiotics.
Yes, I'm made by Andy Rice.
From my various other ailments this year. So rather than go to the doctor, all I've been doing is just popping all of the other antibiotics that I have.
New antibiotics shaped like right-wing zealots.
Be careful with the antibiotics, though.
Antibiotics, please.
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics, named after Andy Rice.
We're good, because Andy bought
it. What? A little bit of urine
what?
In your ear.
What?
So
I'm not...
Help it.
Oh, right. Let me see which I'm going to do first. Put a lit candle in my ear or put some urine in my ear.
Give Artie
first
a call.
First the urine, then the candle.
Okay, thank you. You know what I was doing today? Of course, I've been putting the goddamn swimmer's ear drops in my ear.
Right. That might be exacerbating the problem.
And then what I do is I put my finger in because when I put my finger in and I like move it around real fast...
Oh. You can hear.
I can hear it. It opens up like for a tenth of a second. Then it clogs back up. So when I was in the shower today... I stood there and I just had a lot of water go in my ear, like hot water. I was burning my ear. And then when I got out of the shower, when I was drying my hair, I actually just took the hair dryer and like was putting it up to the side of my face. I know I'm an idiot.
It tells me how miserable you must be with
putting it up to the side of by my ear. But the problem is that the hair dryer is so hot
right.
that I would bring it. As soon as the air started going on my ear, I go, ow, 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 ow.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. What, Robbie?
Would you use a turkey baster? Because that would be the same principle.
It came with the swimmer's ear drops.
Like the vacuum deal?
It came with a little squeezy thing that you're supposed to squeeze the water out of your ear with.
Is it just deafness or is it pain as well?
Oh, no pain at all. If it was pain, I'd be, you know me.
Right.
I'd be screaming about it all 4 hours every day on this show.
Or you could just hire someone to suck the poison out.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Doctor.
Don.
Dr. Rob
yes,
Spiewak.
Yes, Dr. Spiewak. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
You're crying about the candle and you licked the robe from Monica Lewinsky?
That's right. Maybe that's why my ear is all plugged up, because I licked Monica's robe.
It could be if you couldn't figure out what was on that robe.
Dirty girl's robe. Good. Ear. Bad.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
I bet her ears. Monica's ears. Yeah. I get the big gut. Potatoes growing in there and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of vegetation.
Now take a Q-tip, pull out an armoire.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I was wondering, I heard you talking about the air candles. I was wondering if you saw The View, where they actually had Star Jones.
Oh, my.
They had a woman come on there and do the ear thing to her.
Oh my God. That'd be the one ear on that show. I mean, she's the biggest one on that show.
Definitely what the worst thing was, though, is they had her out there in like this, like a satin, like almost like a negligee.
Ooh, wow.
You know what? I often wonder what the worst job in the world would be, but I think that maybe being Star Jones gynecologist would have to rate way up there.
We're done sucking the material out of your ear, Ms. Jones. Hey, look, it's Jimmy Hoffa.
It showed it at the end. They had this tube, and they opened it, and there was just this massive little, like, cylindrical thing of yellow gunk.
Ah! And then she put it on a cracker
and ate it.
And she ate it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Good. Hey, did you guys already talk about Christine Tate? I'm out in Denver, man, and we don't get the first hour. We don't get the last hour.
Did we talk about what?
Christine Tate.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we covered it. Where are you calling from?
Denver. That a-hole that runs the station, man. He cuts the first hour and the last hour.
No. You get the 3 hours. You just don't get the first hour. No, you get from 2 till 5.
No, okay, so sometimes you guys carry on long, and that's where it sounds like it's cut off.
And do they still run the whole thing at night, like they were doing in the beginning?
Yeah, but I live far enough out of Denver. It's a 5,000-watt station.
It's always you.
Listen, I know.
If you would just move closer to where the food is, you would be able to hear the entire show.
You're right, man.
Okay,
I'm wrong.
That's right. No need for this.
One other thing. Did you happen to see the alligator hunter last night, crocodile dude?
My favorite guy.
He was actually letting a snake bite him.
Now, this is going to hurt. I'll tell you right now, the snake is going to bite me in the wrist, and it will be excruciatingly painful, but I'll let it happen because, well, I'm certifiably nuts. Hello, Don and Mike. Now, this is... Hold on a second there. That's not the same guy that does the commercials like they get the tarnish off.
No.
You know the guy I mean, the guy with the little bow tie? How much would you pay for this? No, 1995.
This is a brown-haired, black-eyed guy. He's got eyes that look like a little puppy dog. They're kind of close together, and he's kind of going, all right, this is where the croc sleeps at night, and I'm going to lie down. It's still warm where her body was. She must be close by. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you need to have that professionally done, your ear.
I know it, but I got a phobia for doctors. I hate going to the doctor.
You're
going to
get a nugget, like a petrified nugget out of there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you. All right, maybe you could bronze that and send it to Bob Bark.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I wanted to clear a couple things up, because I was reading some of the things going on with the Skins.
Yeah.
First of all, there is a Jewish owner that said no.
Okay, really? That blows the theory right
Which
there.
Which one? Who said
Bob
no?
Bob Kraft is already, he was in the Post today saying that he had voted no.
That's it.
All right, well,
so much for that theory.
And then the second part is the Milstein brothers asked for the extension, not the NFL. The reason for that was they don't have enough votes. Right now, if they took a vote as of yesterday...
Yeah, and hold on. See, here's what doesn't make sense. If they don't have enough votes, why didn't the NFL just say, listen, you don't have enough votes...
I heard that.
This show is over.
And a lot of people that really, you know, don't care one way or the other who the team goes to, but care about the Redskins winning, said, hey, why didn't they just, you know, is it fear of lawsuits? Why didn't they just...
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Did you see Wilbon today? Because Wilbon...
Oh, come on. Please stop it, please. Talking about these people with the Post. You do. He's bad as Buzz talking about Letterman. Did you see Dave last night? Did you hear Dave? Did you see Wilbon today?
I better check Wilbon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, if Buzz had known about that candle before, we may have been able to save his colon. I'll take my abuse off the air.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He may be right.
Hello. Frankly, I don't believe anything that I read in the Washington Post. I really don't.
I don't either.
I really don't. Hello. And those columnists are all just full of it. All of their big soapboxes. With the exception of Tony Kornheiser, who makes me laugh. He's funny, but all the rest of them just suck.
And Tony Kornheiser, one of the first to talk about that theory.
Yeah, the anti-Semite theory,
which
right?
Now we have put to rest, because we're good journalists.
No, we haven't put it to rest yet, Mike. We're still making our own calls. Hello.
Hey, you guys hear about the butt candle?
I'm sure you know about the butt candle. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that candle thing... Don't put the end that's lit into your ear.
All right, thank you.
Good tip.
Thank you, doctor.
That would clear the ear up, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you what I heard about the ear candling.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the school where I'm currently attending,
Hold on, are you a high school girl?
No.
College girl?
Yes.
Woo! Baby.
The school where you are currently attending?
Yes.
Yes?
For massage therapy.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I'm going to hooker school. I got you. Okay. All right.
Okay. So we delve into, you know, alternate forms of therapy. And the teacher was telling us that he was... did his little experiment.
Hi, welcome to BJ 101.
No.
We're all very happy to have a full complement of students at Massage U.
Okay. The ear candling, he did an experiment because he had heard about it sucking the stuff out, like the guy had said.
Did you have to be naked when he was doing this?
No, but we do have to be naked in class.
Oh, really?
Do you really?
Cool. Fantastic. All right, really? Class, be sure to fold the towel over one cheek, not both cheeks, and certainly don't expose both cheeks.
You really have to be naked in your massage class?
Yeah, well, we, half of us at a time, we take turns massaging each other.
Hey, man, I'm gonna join that school.
Man.
Well, if you ever come out to Sacramento, I'd be willing to give you free massages.
Is it co-ed? Is it men and women, or is it...
We only have one man in the class, but...
Oh, man, he's the guy grinning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you girls massage him?
Yeah.
Do you do the back or the back and the front?
Well, everything except for the main.
The thing. Genitals?
Yes.
Right. Does he ever get aroused?
He hasn't yet. Well, if he has, he's hit it well.
Good answer. Mm.
Have you ever gotten aroused?
Not in class, no.
Being massaged?
Is there a particular classmate of yours that is gifted? Do you have gifted students that, you know, really have, like, magic fingers?
The guy does.
The guy does.
He does.
Really good, and there's a few of the other gals in there that are pretty good.
Have you ever felt anything poke you in the back while he's been massaging you?
No.
Do you do it all out in the open, or do you go into private rooms?
No, it's all out in the open. Well, we have sheets on
over. She goes to Claudine University, Mike.
with peepholes.
Yeah, we're not just laying out there naked. We have sheets, but, you know.
You have sheets.
Really? Are there a lot of hot-looking women in your class?
Well, there's some cuties in there. I'm not a lesbian, so I don't have that thought about it.
Well, like, are all the women topless and stuff? Just walking around with their boobs hanging out?
No. Well, not while we're getting instruction, but when we are massaging each other, we take all our clothes off. Not the person massaging, the person getting the massage.
All out in the open?
Well, with the sheet over us.
With the sheet over you.
Uh-huh. Do you massage the butt area?
Yeah.
The glutes?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of the body to get massaged?
Of my own?
Yeah.
I like having my hands.
Your hands.
It doesn't sound like much, I know, but it sounds stupid.
No, it doesn't. I like having my hands rubbed.
It doesn't feel the same when you massage your own hands as when somebody else does it.
Has anybody ever lost control while you've been kneading their buttocks? You know what I mean. Like that?
No, they haven't. Thank God.
Teacher, I cannot continue. This man has lost all bowel function.
Although the teacher did tell us one time that happened to her when somebody was massaging her.
Oh.
I don't want any part of that.
I was at one of those fancy resorts one time, and right after breakfast is when I had a massage scheduled with a big guy. And he was this, you know, first of all, I don't like guys touching
that's
me.
That's so gay to be massaged by a guy that's 100% like, gay.
You walk in and you expect, you know, hello, I'm Sheila, your masseuse. And you walk in, hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Hans.
And Tony was like a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only was I just totally uptight and I didn't enjoy the massage, but the breakfast was eggs. And didn't happen until I walked out. But when I walked out, I just didn't wait anymore. And it was right outside of this row of stores where people, it was crowded with people shopping. And
just blame it on somebody else.
Yeah, who did that? Wait, is anybody got a dog?
I could never let a guy give me a massage. I've never had a massage. The whole concept of, I could never relax enough, I don't think, to let somebody give me a massage. I'm way too uptight for that. But if anybody would, it would be a woman, never a man.
That's right.
I mean, I've never had a standard massage, Mike. I mean, if you're talking about a sexual massage, well, maybe I've had a few.
You know, you're right, though. You have a good point as far as a lot of people, and I'm the same way. When this guy, there was not a moment of enjoyment having this big, hairy guy rubbing on my back.
You know, every once in a while, Frida will say to me, she did this a couple of months ago, where she'll say, I'm going to give you a real treat tonight, and I'll think it's going to be, you know, the old treat.
Right.
But I come upstairs and she has like a massage table, right? Mm-hmm. She has it laid out, a sheet on there, and she got candles going and her goddamn Luther Vandross music. And then she'll say, lay down, I'm going to give you a massage. And I know that she's trying to be nice.
You don't get into it.
I can't get into it.
You don't relax even with your wife doing that?
No. Like, she goes down by my feet and stuff. Like, don't even think about touching my feet.
I'm surprised that with your wife you can't. No. Well, then you'll never be able to get a massage from anybody.
I don't get into it, man.
Because I know Rob was, you know, he's standing in line over there. He wants to give you a massage badly.
And trust me, I want to receive it from him. I do, with his dove-like hands. Oh, Robbie, do I want you to need me? That's K-N-E-A-D. I want you to need me.
Oh, needing time.
Okay, well, what'd you call about? You didn't call about your,
No.
You're a massage student, right? That's not why you call. Why'd you call?
Well, to tell you that the teacher did an experiment on the ear candling.
Oh, right. I don't even care about that anymore. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, can I just tell you this?
What?
Not about the ear candling.
Sure.
But if you guys finally do ever get out to Sacramento.
And we are in June.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to give you guys a free massage. And Frida, too, if she comes. I'm not like Sheriff Karen or anything. I'm just...
So it wouldn't be any kind of sexual massage, then?
Well, no, but...
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Sorry, we're very busy when we're out there.
Busy, busy,
okay.
Busy. No, thank you.
Well, have a good day anyway.
Leave your number, though, in case you change your mind. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, if you want to adjust that technique.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I wanted to tell you...
What?
One solution for your ear, try hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have you tried that?
No.
No.
I haven't.
Is that good to pour into your head?
Yes.
You know, I think
Oh, I've been drinking it.
Oh, there's where you went wrong. I like drinking it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, about the ear thing.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years ago, I had precisely the same symptoms you're describing on the air.
Yeah.
And I finally, after about a month, I went into the doctor. And... I guess I waited a little too long. They ended up having to remove my eardrum surgically, go in and patch one of the bones inside my ear.
All right, okay. I don't even want to hear this.
We always get those calls.
Is that all everybody's called about? I appreciate it. I appreciate all these calls. No more talk about the ear.
Drain your ear or you will die.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fortunately, I can do this show with 50% hearing.
Of course.
Right. Don't worry about it.
That's no problem.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Don't do that to me, man.
I'm sorry. I know it's uncomfortable, and I don't do that joke. I did that joke the very first day you were deaf.
Yes.
So that's when I would say, hey, Don, we got... Oh, down now.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, now, are you playing on a joke on me too, lady? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no, she's there.
I heard her talking the whole time.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by. You
know, the Don and Mike Show.
People are such morons.
If you like, I will repeat it. Yeah. Better yet, I'll let you eat it. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's the deal. Yeah. We got this client, wireless phone. Uh-huh. Great client. Love them. They spend a ton of money on our show. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. We've been reading their commercials for about 2 months. We just get told that in the commercials where we don't read their phone number... Mm-hmm. They don't pay, and that they get free commercials.
Hmm. Yeah, because we haven't been giving them phone number. Nobody told us that. We've been talking about all the stuff in the commercial, and then sometimes we don't get to the phone number because the phone number's at the end of the commercial.
Ah. So the question is, to the dum-dums that are selling this stuff, why not, you know, either put the phone number right in the very beginning or simply just write us a note saying, guys, you must mention phone number.
That's simple.
It's moronic. And no one listened to me about the traffic thing today.
I know.
Nobody listened at all.
Shocker.
They just came in and had their little BS small talk with, hey, how are things in the real world of radio?
Oh, no.
So nice to be around the real world of radio again. Please.
How you feeling?
Eat me. I'm doing fine.
You're right. Good.
Wait till I get in the car tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, dear.
I got her phone number. What's up, bitch? What's up? Bluebird bitch. Sorry, it's been weighing heavily on
him. Do not apologize. What's Many up? Times I will take your apologies. Today I will not.
What's up, C-word? What's up, adopted bitch mother?
It just feels a little better when you
get that.
Yeah, but I want her to hear it. Right. I don't want you guys to have to hear it.
Okay.
Anyway, and you know. Never mind. I'm going to censor myself. Never mind. Buzz, what's next?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Things are going so poorly at ABC and Disney.
And I have to buy milk tonight on the way home.
Oh, who needs that?
You know, it's just a cherry on my day.
to finish up
just
the...
Just a cherry on my day.
It'll get better after that, I'm sure.
After I buy the milk?
Yeah, and finish your phone call.
Yeah, well, yeah. She picks up the phone.
Yeah.
But even if she picks up the phone, doesn't pick up the phone, it's not going to stop the fact that I got to
pick up milk.
Yeah. I got to buy milk all the way home.
Right.
We give you strong bones and teeth, though.
Mm-hmm. I know, but here's the deal, Robbie.
Drink milk. I can't drink milk.
Here's the deal. I buy the milk. I don't mind buying
I'm not
milk.
Lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay. I was worried.
I buy the milk. Everybody drinks my milk.
Oh, that's not right.
You want milk? Go buy your own milk.
What kind of milk?
Just regular skim milk.
Ah. Skim milk.
Skim milk.
Yeah. I bet there's somebody in our listening audience that could get you. How much do you want? A quart?
Well, no, I'm going to stop on there. Mike, thank you. I'm going to stop on the way home to do it
myself.
Well,
now somebody's going to bring it by. Is it a quart you want? A quart
no,
of milk?
No, I need like half a
half gallon. Half gallon?
You should really buy it by the gallon. You save money.
Yeah, but whatever.
They sell gallons of it?
Of course.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. $2.69.
I thought that was like a half gallon.
For no, a half gallon is smaller.
No, you buy a big
gallon. That's your clue.
Make it half and half.
Anyway. Sorry, I'm falling apart.
It's okay,
here at
no,
the end
you're
of
doing
the
fine. No, you're not fine.
No,
go ahead, Buzz.
I will.
Go ahead. This is a time for you to be assertive.
I understand.
Go.
To finish up the Disney news, things are going so poorly at ABC and Disney. Disney's now looking to sell its retail stores. Theme park business is down, as well as the ratings at Disney-owned ABC TV. And the Disney stores you see in malls are not all that profitable. Hundreds of them have closed in the past few years, and because of that, there'll likely be more closings.
Wah.
Disney wants to sell the chain to a retail specialist who would manage the stores and give Disney a cut.
Oh, God.
You see, the thing is, I'm on this thing. I take my vitamins. Mm-hmm. I work out every day.
Trying to get healthy.
I've been 7 months now. I've lost 60 pounds.
Doing great.
Look at me. I lost 60 friggin' pounds.
That's great.
All I have three times a day are protein shakes.
You've lost 60 pounds total?
60. Yeah, total of 60 now.
Man, that is 49 pounds more than I've lost.
Wow, congratulations.
I'm sorry. I'm happy about that.
Congratulations on 11. That's pretty substantial.
Way to go.
283.
Hey.
From 294.
Good work.
Very good.
Yeah. Today. I got on the scale today and was very pleased with that.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I'm psyched about that.
Martha, I don't remember the 294. Remember 291?
294.
294?
Wow.
Even better.
294 might have really been one I was just too embarrassed to even say. But that was the real number, which was the pinnacle. Mm. And, you know, and I only have 70 more pounds to go.
You're on a roll.
You know, it's been 7 months for me just to get the 60 pounds.
Just let me say, the dead doctor that fell down and hit his head,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to say thank you.
Atkins?
Because it's working for me.
He did good work.
Well, more power to you. I wish you nothing but success, and I mean that. But all I have are three shakes a day and then like a piece of chicken. So everybody in my house, stop drinking the milk.
Yeah, he needs his milk.
Just drink water. You guys don't need milk. Really, you don't need it. I need the milk.
Yeah.
And stop eating the bananas.
You make your shake with milk?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With skim milk.
Yeah.
2 ounces of skim milk.
Perfect. And you need it.
Three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I need it. I got to have it. Oh, I got to call this bitch.
In sports, X-ray.
It's driving me crazy. I'm sorry.
X-ray show.
I'm all over the place.
X-ray show that none of Sammy Sosa's 5 bats in the Baseball Hall of Fame and none of the 76 in his locker contain cork. We're still waiting to hear what punishment Major League Baseball will dole out for what Sosa says was the accidental use of a corked bat in a game earlier this week.
You know, then that speaks to it. And you know what? He's probably telling the truth.
I think so. And finally,
I believe him.
Rob shakes his head.
I have a little trio of stories to finish up with. Finally, the weather warms up. People have trouble staying dressed. In Aberdeen, Washington, Monday, railroad workers spotted a topless woman hanging upside down from a ladder at the end of a train. She threw rocks at the cops who tried to arrest her, quoting them, "She appeared to be intoxicated."
Lisa, you are on the air.
In Easton, Pennsylvania, Richard James Clater, who's accused of pleasuring himself in traffic and honking his horn so people would look, is going to prison. He says he did it because he felt neglected by his wife and mother.
Oh, dear.
And
oh, what a great guy he is.
In New Philadelphia, PA, a 70-year-old man and a 60-year-old woman have been convicted on public indecency charges for sexual acts performed in a booth at a fast food restaurant.
This is Sam Huff.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No, that's how you do it, Buzz. No. That's how you finish strong.
Yeah.
That's We're going to go tomorrow to win another Hooters trip to Myrtle Beach.
Cool.
We won't be here tomorrow because of my kid's graduation.
And may I say to your son, I have said it privately to him, I will say, congratulations, Bart. Way to go. The light is at the end of the tunnel.
Good work, Bart.
And he does thank you, and we all do, so we'll be back Monday with a new episode, including, I'll give you the recap of the Bluebird Lady.
There you go.
And let me see, we got the graduation, and we got the wife's birthday, yes, and the gay pride thing. And,
right.
And Bob Hope and Joe and Regis getting his ass looked at.
Oh, man, that's gross.
We got so much good stuff to get to. So have a safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry to be such a mess today.
Well, you're entitled.
Rusty.
I haven't noticed.
BM.
Ear Fram.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice a...
TTWireless.com for complete details.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Mr. Rob A., you lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I do mean lovely. You have a very nice shapely butt. And a very nice, very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough. Enough, enough, enough.
The Don and Mike Show. The Cox of the Walk. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
I know that you've been wondering what the DirecTV bill was going to be like at my house.
While you were laid up?
No. Even before that. Just okay. for the last
in
month.
In general.
What, with the addition of Channel 596?
You've become, I admire you, your courage for coming in here and revealing what your DirecTV bill is.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, and it was told to me last night, no better time than at the dinner table.
Yes.
With, the three of us, the nuclear family, sitting around the table. She loves doing this to me in front of the boy.
I know.
We're sitting there, we're discussing his school events, we're discussing the day at work, we're discussing the fact that we're not going to New York, and right out of the blue, we're just sitting there, we're eating our food, and Frieda says, hey, guess how much your porno cost us this month on DirecTV? The total, Mike, is... $120.
Oh! Wow.
That is the total.
Oh, my God.
Which means, and keeping in mind that I was deathly ill for the last week of the month.
You didn't go to 596 when you were deathly ill.
1/8 was unable to go to Channel 596. That means pretty much in a roughly 3 to 4 week period, you had...
10 or 11
pay-per-views of pornography.
I don't think that's all that bad.
So then the discussion was, and you know, I hate this when she does this, you know, in front of my kid.
Right.
Sure.
Then the discussion was, well, maybe this weekend we, and she's talking to Bart now, she says, maybe this weekend we should go out and just buy Dad some tapes of his own.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just go out. Oh, but shut up.
Oh, no.
Just go out and buy Dad some tapes or DVDs of his own.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I felt the same way.
That's Uggy.
Buzz, listen, it'd be different. No children.
That's
true. You cannot
relate. That is just, I know how I feel.
But, you know, it's already out there. You may as well go with it.
At least you have no children that you're stepping up.
That we know about.
That you're the father of. But
oh, that's putting the pressure on
you. Mine is sitting right there.
I know.
15 and a half years old. Looking at me with that look.
Yes. Oh, I can imagine. That's got to be horrible.
And then,
going on the air with it is one thing, but it must be worse at your dinner table.
Yes, please. We're sitting there. I'm trying to enjoy my green bean stew or whatever it is that she's made us for dinner.
Sounds delicious.
And then they took the time and trouble to actually try to itemize.
Oh, my God.
To find out which was which, and they went through the bill.
How many legitimate movies were purchased during the month?
Oh, that was just for Channel 596.
Oh,
that's separate.
Yeah, no, beyond that, there were all the regular pay-per-views, like the dumb movies that are on there, like Any Given Sunday.
Okay, all right, now
stuff
I understand.
Like that. It was just it was just $120 for Channel 596.
Yeah, that's what, 12 movies, right? Or 8 movies?
I think it was 10 or 11. I lost track when Frieda was announcing at the dinner table the titles.
That's pressure.
That is rough.
When she pulled out the bill and said, well, let's see. And this is what she said. She said to Bart, she said, let's see where we were when Dad was watching these. Let's see. Saturday, August 31st. She says, well, I guess that was the day that you were at school, having your get back to school thing where he had to go and pick up his books and stuff at school, and Frieda took him in to do that.
So that was the full press. Yeah. You got the full court press.
I mean, every single day, every single time. And that's why I hate DirecTV.
Yeah.
You know, they write down not only the title of the movie, and, you know, the titles... Some of the titles were absolutely...
Oh, they're horrible.
...refriggin' ridiculous,
right.
You know, of these movies that I've watched.
The movies in the double and triple features.
Yes, and the Vivid TV double features.
Vivid TV.
And they put down the titles of both movies, so I had to sit through roughly 20 titles.
You know, the other channels now are moving towards more of a hardcore type of thing.
Well, listen, Mike, you're the enabler. You're the guy who got me on channel 596.
Your other channels now will have of the penetration, but not the money shot.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The other channels don't do it for me now.
Well, it just seems to me that eventually they'll get that research and they'll see that the majority of people are watching 596 and they'll know and they'll learn.
And for every once in a while, you know, some of them had generic titles like The Girls Next Door or Biker Babes, but then there was one that was like whipped cream and ice cream fantasies.
Baby Got Back Too.
Yeah, that might have been one of them. Oh, you know, God bless her. Jesus Christ, at the dinner table.
Well, that's tough. That's quite a bit to endure. You seem like you've handled it okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
With all that said, they kind of, is there a, in what she says, kind of implicit... permission to just go ahead, though, that they like making fun of you.
She
likes making fun of you, but it's okay.
Yeah, I get the feeling that it's all right.
Right. I mean, she'd really give it to you in a different way if it wasn't the problem, if she didn't want you to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that it would have been brought up at the dinner table last night if it was a true, you know, you've got to stop doing this type problem. It was more something to shame me into it. And I mean, and I had good excuses for every single one that they came up with. I said, well, you know, you guys had left the house. I was alone. She said, well, what? So every time we leave the house, is that the first thing you do?
I want to be alone.
I said, that's one of the first things. And we actually came up with some days when we were looking at the list where she says, well, wait, now this was a Saturday night. We made love on Saturday night. I said, yes, we did. Exactly. But I had an itch that had to be scratched earlier in the day.
Yeah, and I think a lot of guys are like that. They can scratch that itch and then be ready to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes even more so.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's abnormal. I think guys are like that.
Right. So anyway, that was dinner last night. The three of us sitting around the dinner table.
And then you brought it in. I appreciate that. And you know what? I'm not going to bring mine in.
Okay, well, there's a surprise.
But I'll tell you right now. I wouldn't bring the bill in, but I'll tell you right now, I think I might be able to beat you.
Really?
I might be able to beat you last month.
You think so?
Yeah, I think there might be a shot. There might be a shot. And you know what? I'll take a glance, and I'll see what the deal is.
Let me find out from her what the exact total was, though.
Okay.
If she's not still at her makeover.
See, my total bill was like $200. So, I mean, but I did watch some pay-per-view movies, too. So, but I think that the bulk of that, that was last month. And I have mine in the sealed envelope that I haven't opened yet. And it was...
Seriously. Hi, you can leave a message or whatever you want.
Let me try her home. Because I know today that she was in a busy schedule, you know, going off to somewhere to have a makeover done with all of her friends and stuff.
Man.
You know, which ordinarily would have been the perfect time to buy one. Because I know I'd be alone at home.
Scream real loud. Nobody's going to hear you.
But I think you went to, hey, sweetie.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Hello, darling.
What's up?
Hey, I'm just discussing how at dinner the other night...
I was listening.
Do you have the bill there? Do you have the total?
I can go... you know what? Let me go to Quicken, and I can print out your... I can make a chart of your spending for the past year.
She loves doing this. Now, just give me just for the last month. Just that last bill that you brought up.
Going, la, la, la.
Just the last bill when we were at dinner.
If you want to know any, you know, I have, in Quicken, you put everything in their nice little category. And the things that are,
So things like porno and cigars, that's just in a category with your name on it. So
I know. Listen, let's keep the cigars out of it. Let's just keep it to porno and just from that last bill.
All righty. Let me search porno.
just the bill that we were discussing.
She is searching porno. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Just the bill that we were discussing at dinner with a boy there.
DirecTV. Now, I didn't break it down just into your... I could, and that's not a bad idea just to break it down to the porno. So this has got some legitimate on it, too.
Right.
267.18 was the primarily porno bill.
Well, no, honey, it wasn't 267.18.
Well, that's what I gave DTV last month.
Right.
Or this month, right?
And our regular DirecTV costs us about $100 to get all the channels. And then you count on the regular crap that you buy, like the Cider House rules and stuff like that.
So I watch maybe 2 movies a month.
You watch more than 2?
No, I don't.
And Bart watches pay-per-views all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so do I.
Well,
why don't you just get the actual bill out?
Oh, I thought you had it with you. You sounded like you had it right there.
No. Get the actual.
Oh, all right.
Get the actual bill out.
I will start itemizing.
Hey, if she got the real bill out, she could read the titles too.
No, some of them they don't put their titles on.
No, they don't.
Hmm. Yeah, we used to get the entertainment of the titles in the old bills.
Yeah, all they do is they give enough information to make a man's life hell.
I thought there were some titles in that.
You know what? Well, you see, you guys know better than I. On certain channels, they do titles. On other channels, they don't.
All right, well, just pull out the most recent bill, the one that you were flaunting at dinner.
I'm looking for it.
The one where, you mentioned it in front of the boy. with no thought that I'm his father.
Mm-hmm. And you're ashamed of what you do, so you don't want to do it anymore, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not ashamed of it.
So there's the angle.
See, I'm not ashamed of it. It's not something you should bring up to the boy, though.
You know what? Any bill here, you can show it to Bart. You can show him anything I spend money on, and I've got nothing to hide. I have no dirty little secrets.
All right, I'll show him the bill then from the massage where you put your head in the donut and you got to watch TV from the bottom.
I told Bart to get a massage. I've asked him if he'd want one.
How much was your, whatever that thing is you did today with the neighborhood ladies?
Well, that does run into money, but that's not the point.
There you go.
I don't care if you tell him I buy makeup.
But that's not the point.
No, it's not the what you're buying. I mean, it's not the how much you're spending. It's what you're spending it on.
Okay, come on, let's pull it up.
I can't, Shuggy, we've got more than one bill in this file. I'm not finding it. You should have given me, some warning.
It's the blue envelope, DirecTV.
Are you sure you didn't take it with you?
Upper left hand corner.
Are you sure you didn't hide it?
No, I don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see it.
All right, well, if you find it, call back.
All right.
Because I'd be curious to know the exact breakdown.
I can go get some old ones.
Of my
We've
purchase.
Got a stack of them.
Of my purchases. No, just from the...
you seem to be hesitant to go to the old ones.
No, we can go to the old ones.
Do you have
ones.
A killer month in your history?
I don't know. Do you have the old ones there?
No, it'll take me 5 minutes. I'll call you back.
All right, but I'm going to be calling you the winner of the World Series tickets.
Okay.
All right, just call back.
All right, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow.
And I couldn't remember if I had any particular month that was, over the top.
You know why they call that program Quicken?
Why?
Because it'll cut your time getting to a divorce in half. That's why.
All right, while we're waiting for Frida to do that, and Mike, I wish you would research and bring in your most recent DirecTV bill tomorrow.
I will open my bill. I pay the bills in my house, and I will open the bill, and I will let you know. And I'll see if I can get some titles, too.
There you go. All right, just let me know how much you paid in the most recent bill. Oh, hold on. She's calling back already. Hello?
Boo-boo, then I found it.
All right, great.
But it's boring. I mean, it's adult 2, 596, channel 596.
All right,
channel 596,
just tell me.
For the most,
hold on, slow down. I want to keep a count here. For the most recent bill, go slow so I can count how many there are.
All right, it's $10.99 a pop, so it's easy to do the multiplication.
Well, no, and it's only $5.99 if it was channel 598.
$8.99.
Oh, no, I beg to differ. It's $10.99.
All right, let's go. How many? Go slow.
All right, let's see. On 8.19, you enjoyed. 9.4. 9.8. 7.31. How did we get back to that one? I don't know. 7.28.
Now, is this all off the same bill?
Yeah, this is the same bill.
Okay.
9.2.
All right, that's only 6.
Mm-hmm.
9.17.
7.
8.16.
8.
8.23.
9.
Then there's some ones that I'm not sure. What's the movie
Gunshy. Is that a real movie?
Yes, that's a real movie.
All right. Okay, then that was it. That was
Oh, that's nothing.
One,
that's
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, and this is, if this is for, you know, if they're counting August, you got to remember you were on vacation, you know, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were, so let's compare what, let's, and this isn't the beach bill, so let's add that into it.
So you have a separate one for
I don't
beach?
Watch him at the beach because you guys have locked me out of the TVs at the beach.
Yeah, well, we tried to lock you out of this one, and you made us, you made Bart tell you the code.
Yeah, how depressing is that? I'm trying to buy porno on my TV at home, and I go to buy, and it says, sorry, you have to know the password.
Oh, they've locked you out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We really weren't giving you that much guilt. I mean, in grief, Bart and I just decided it would be more fiscally responsible to buy you a couple and let you rotate them.
All right, well, you know, by my count, that was 9, or maybe you only came up with 7. That's not a bad number. That's a respectable number.
I think
number.
That's a respectable number.
That's respectable.
Yeah,
I will. I'm not going to bring the bill in because I don't want that kind of hideous embarrassment. I want quality control. I'll get the totals for you, and I will be honest.
Bring the totals in tomorrow. All right, sweetie.
All right, boo. But, you know, really, the whole point was just, isn't it smarter for all you guys to do it the Buzz way?
Yes. Yeah, no. I agree with you.
And no. You know what? Wouldn't it be really the smartest of all to make copies of Buzzes?
No, honey, I enjoy the spontaneity of being able to just buy it when I want it.
Well, you know, I used to belong to a book club, and I don't think a porno club would be that bad an idea.
The thing about tapes, though, is there's the boredom factor.
Yeah, you see the same thing over and over again.
The nice thing about the dish...
No, you say you only watch a couple of minutes at a time.
Exactly.
So it would take weeks to get through just one tape if you had a half dozen tapes.
And can you tell me the plot on any one of these movies?
No, the plot never matters, honey.
You don't remember it. I mean,
if you had
a half a dozen... And Buzz, what's a good porno cost?
You can spend anywhere from $20 to $100.
Okay, well, I mean, can you get them on DVD?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then wouldn't that be better? You could go right to your favorite. You wouldn't have to waste time with all.
Yeah, but the thing is.
Yeah, but then I'd have to watch them downstairs in the family room.
Yeah.
I don't have a DVD player
on the big screen.
Yeah, I don't have a DVD player in my cave where I watch football and stuff.
Our DVD player's in our bedroom.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah,
that's lucky for you.
No,
but the thing is, one of the negatives about watching those movies on DirecTV is that also, you know, the titles can only tell you so much, and you only really know what you're getting once you confirm it. And sometimes it's like, oh, please,
yeah, you know,
horrible.
I have to say, to be honest with you, out of the 7 or 9 that were on that last bill, at least one of them ended up being No Liftoff.
Yeah.
And Sugar Bear, you know, you like to watch the same TV. You watch the same Dick Van Dyke over and over and over.
Well, Dick Van Dyke is different than porno, although that would be a great porno name for some guy, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
You watch your favorite movies and your favorite TV shows over and over again. I think you'd do the same with your favorite porno.
All right, sweetie. Well, thank you.
So
the total is either 7 or 9.
What? Which is it? Counting?
Give it to me one more time, because I counted and you said I counted 9, but then you said 7.
I didn't say 7.
I thought you did.
Maybe 8. I counted 8.
All right, give me one more time.
Well, you know, I refiled it.
Come on, please.
Well, I'm working on it.
All right.
I'm sitting here paying real bills.
That's a real bill.
Yeah. You know what? Some people are, you know, have to worry about putting food on the table, and you're wasting all this money. Think of the poor sexually starving people in China.
Think of all the poor people in China who can't go to the Four Seasons and have a massage with a hole through the donut so they can watch TV while they're being massaged.
You know what? I'm not ashamed of anything I do.
I'm not ashamed either. I'm bringing it up here on a national radio show.
All right, then I will talk about it in front of our son, and maybe at Thanksgiving dinner we'll discuss bring out the bill.
Oh, Christ. That's fine.
1, 2, 3, yeah. 4.
Like no one in your family's ever watched porno.
My family would love to hear about your porno.
Like no one in your family has ever watched porno.
No, you might get into it would be a lively topic. I'm sure they would be. Have a problem with
I'm sure
it.
You don't want me mentioning the names of the members of your family who I think are probably big porno watchers.
Well, you wouldn't do that because A, you don't know that, and B, you don't.
You know what? I know at least one guy. I know at least one married guy who's a huge porno watcher.
Well, I don't know that person.
Well, I know because he's told me.
In confidence?
Yes.
So you would break somebody else's confidence to get back at me?
Wouldn't be the first time.
She's good today. She's on her game today.
No, she's definitely on her game today. I definitely would not. I would not tell you in this forum.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you. I would rat them out personally.
Like maybe at the Thanksgiving.
Not ratting them out. I don't care if another person gets porno. I don't care if you watch porno. I just think it's a giant waste of money.
All right, give me the total one more time.
Seven.
Oh, that's not bad.
Only seven, please.
Not bad at all.
I might as well be a priest or the Pope. Seven. Damn.
$85, something like that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
Men lie, we lie, we live lies. For instance, every man in this room is hiding some porno in his house. Every man in here got a pornography stash in the crib. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by. And when we hide porno, we go all out. It ain't behind the refrigerator, under the bed. No, we become Batman when it's time to hide some porno. That's right. You hit the light switch, the whole bookshelf shift to the side. You go down two flights of stairs into your porno cellar. Janet Jackman, yes. Toby Kai, Gina Jameson, that's right. I'll tell you exactly what happened. One day, your woman left early. You had the whole house to yourself. She said, hey, let me get a little jerk before work. So you in the house getting your jerk on. Nice, good jerk, too. You know that? Ain't nobody in the house jerk. That's a good jerk. It ain't like that. Somebody in the next room jerk. That's a bad jerk. That's like, eh, who there? I don't like that jerk. I'm talking about the good jerk. That nobody ain't home jerk. You get the Vaseline ready. And you just look at your dick and go scream if you want to. No one's going to hear.
The Don and Mike Show. Perhaps you remember them as Air Supply, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Tell you what the financial thing is, too. I think it's a ripoff. I think it's a huge ripoff, and they ought to give you some kind of option where you can subscribe for the whole year.
Only seven.
That's right. You know, they give you that football. Well, they don't give it. They sell you that football ticket. Why can't they just sell you porno tickets?
I agree, because they're making more money this way.
Right. Season pass.
I wish they could. Because
somebody's getting unbelievably wealthy on
that. Of course. Because you end up paying something like $2 to watch every football game all year long. I mean, it ends up being $2 a game. It's relatively cheap.
These movies, $10.99. I mean, that's what it's, you know, movie theater prices.
Hate what you order.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
All right, boo boo.
All right, love you.
Bye, sweet pea. I'm sorry I don't satisfy you.
You sorry what?
I don't satisfy you.
Please, haven't we had this discussion? You do satisfy me.
Not well enough. Sorry about that.
You do satisfy me.
Right.
We're at the other level now.
Yeah. This is just her new tactic now. This is my wife. I want to say this. I believe in another life that she was probably a Nazi general. That she's a. Excellent. She was like, who was that guy who was a desert fox?
Rommel,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Dietrich Erwin Rommel.
Dieter,
I'm sorry. I'm sure you were one of those guys because you're an excellent chess player. You're excellent when it comes to sparring.
I just noticed that your porno usage has stepped up. And then it used to be, the cheaper pornos. Then it used to be just when I was out of town. Now it's when I'm home, when we have sex later on. Now, next it'll be during our sex.
Hey, that can be fun.
Honey, no, I'm not into that, Mike.
Okay, I was just throwing out an idea.
Honey, and the only reason that it's the more expensive porno is, well, it's Mike's fault.
I'll accept responsibility.
I never wanted to watch the more expensive porno until, you know.
You want to do everything sexually that Mike does?
And, no, certainly not.
Yeah, right.
Certainly
what
not.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You know, that's, you like the back door.
Frida. You know I don't like anything to do with the butt.
Frida.
I've heard you. You've been around that area.
Frida.
Yes, you do.
I have never, ever engaged in that activity.
You finger.
Yes.
F.
I've touched. But I have never penetrated. I never have. That's the truth.
No, you've just not. Just with your finger.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's penetration of the finger sort.
You don't like that either, huh?
Gross.
Well,
that's all. You know what?
In the heat of passion.
That's almost grosser than just having regular anal.
Now they've turned it on to me.
Having finger anal.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because then you, like, eat a snack afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. I have a big bag of Twinkies right next to the bed.
Oh, that could be a healthful snack. I'm not saying it's Twinkies. You know, maybe it's, you know, pasta or something.
I will also tell you that was one time, and I can't remember the last time that's happened.
Sure.
Well, anyway, you're...
I don't like that. Also, I don't like that in movies either. I don't like anything around there in movies.
Oh, your movies have that too, my darling?
I never get to that part.
Mm.
See, well, they don't have the whole thing.
Basically,
but they have, like...
In the movies that I watch, yeah, in the movies I watch, here's how it starts out. A girl's car breaks down on the side of the road. A guy...